Good morning. It's 7:16 on 2/14/2017. Woohoo! Happy Valentine's Day, everyone.
Hey, everybody.
Nose is running. It's cold. I got my long johns on. I got my fleece hood on. It's cold. Did I say it's cold? It's cold. It's not like cold. My beard isn't freezing to my face this morning, but it's cold enough. $1,298. 98? Yeah, I think so. I just wrote it down before I left the house. Like, you'd think I could remember for 20 minutes, but no, that's what ADHD does. Somebody on my public timeline on Facebook said, do you even podcast, bro? He says, there's a lot of people who've chimed in, like Paul Elder Cooley. Names you probably recognize. So I posted just before I got my long johns on and headed out the door that today would be 1,298. And by the time I got my clothes on, got ready to go out the door, somebody had already replied, holy shit. Yeah. That is kind of astonishing. Oh, here's that little short-haired dog. Good morning. Cute little bugger. I'm hungry, cold. Now, I actually am building up a little bit of heat inside here. And it looks like, just seeing it out of the corner of my eye, I don't dare disturb it. It looks like the rubber band that's holding my makeshift wind filter on the microphone has broken. It's either that or it's... Oh, it's the hood. Okay. Ah. Push that back. I put the big hood up this morning when I left the house because it was too cold on my delicate face. Yeah, that's what it was. Okay. But now it's plenty warm inside the hood, although now that I put it down, my ears are getting cold. There's no happy medium here. There's not even any happy well done. So, worked on the story a little bit yesterday, like where it's going. Didn't get enough words yesterday to make a much difference. I don't know if I mentioned it yesterday, but I did withdraw from the board of director elections for CIFWA. I don't know if I said anything about it before or not, but I had thrown my hat in the ring, as I say, for a board of directors slot. And I won't say it was unexpected. Over the weekend, one of the directors who was previously not going to run for re-election stepped up and said, yeah, I'm going to run, which gave them enough candidates for each position that, they've got one each. So they'll basically go into their individual slots unopposed. Three directors, three candidates, no waiting, and really no competition. because it's that's the way stuff goes. You don't the real indies really haven't been able to join long enough yet to be eligible. So the indies who are actually there, like Kat Rambo, who's actually hybrid, and Maggie Hogarth, who's hybrid, people who self-publish books but got in on the basis of their short story work. Those folks are helping to break trail, but the reality is that the number of people who are actually self-published authors, strictly self-published authors, and I suppose, well, technically, since I started with Ryden, I am a hybrid. The reality is I no longer publish with a publisher, just under my own imprint. And that's the way it's going to be. So we really, a lot of us, the criteria that tripped me up was you have to be a member for 2 years when you take your seat. And the term starts July 1. But my anniversary date is October 15th. So I'm short by 3.5 months. All of July, August, September, half of October, 3.5 months. And when there was no competition for the seat, the election committee would have been in a position of disqualifying the only person who was standing up to fill it on the basis of bylaws. And once they had another eligible candidate, they had to disqualify me, because apparently last year they elected somebody who was not actually qualified because they forgot to check. So yeah, there's a little bit of, I can only imagine how much arm twisting must have been going along around in the background to convince the sitting director to run again. But maybe next year. Maybe next year I'll run again. I don't know. We'll see. One of the interesting conversations that we've been having is what can CIFWA do for self-published authors, since pretty much everything that they offer as a member benefit, an objective benefit, is related to traditional publishing. Now they've got a conversation going. The president, Kat Rambo, has a conversation going with a representative from Amazon to try to come up with some benefit to CIFWA. And frankly, most of the things that the self-publishing committee in general have come up with have really been, to my mind, way wide of the mark in terms of utility. A CIFWA badge to post on Amazon to let potential readers know that the author is a member of Science Fiction Fantasy Writers of America, which is, I suppose, fine, except readers in general aren't really tuned in. There's a speakers bureau, which I laugh at, because it's like, seriously, you think this is going to matter to the vast majority of CIFWA members? And I suppose for those people who are local to somebody, local to, they live in San Francisco, Chicago, or Dallas, or New York, or Boston. There's a possibility that someone might be looking for a science fiction writer to discuss something, and that person might think to look to the Speaker Bureau database on Science Fiction Writers of America. But Monk Post, having sat in the seat of conference organizers and worked on programming for international conferences, the probability of the organizers to take that extra step to look for us there is let's just say it's remote. I'm not going to say it doesn't happen. I'm not going to say it's not going to happen. But for people like me who live 50 miles from anywhere, that ain't going to happen. It's just the way it is. And for a self-published author, yes, it really doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. A lot of the effort is going toward bemoaning bookstores and how difficult it is for self-published authors to get into bookstores. And I laugh at those conversations because it's like, they're so earnest. These people are so, oh my goodness, it's impossible to get into bookstores. No, A, it's not impossible. B, it's expensive is what it is. It's not impossible. It's expensive because what you have to do is spend a lot of time. You have to change the pricing structure on your books. And there's a lot of downside risk from bookstores that order copies and then return them. And if they can't order copies, then they won't return. If they can't return them, then they won't order copies. So it's an interesting dilemma. It's an interesting problem that CIFWA faces in terms of what can they do for self-published authors? What can they do for people like me? And the answer, in my case, is just this damn little. The only benefit to me is being able to network with other science fiction writers, the CIFWA members who are also in the position of being either hybrid or publishing their books, or in cases of some of the people, publishing backlist. But I've had conversations with, the Nebulous is their big annual to-do. WorldCon is generally well represented because of the Hugos. But I'm not going to win a Hugo. I'm not going to win a Nebula. I'm not writing books that are going to win those awards, number one. Number two, I'm not the person who's going to win those awards. I'm white, I'm old, I'm male. Three strikes, you're out. It's okay, I have learned, or my experience has been, because I've never won a really big award. The podcasting award is, about as big as I got. And I did win that 2 years in a row, Parsec Award. 2 years in a row for the books, Captains and Owners. But these are not books that are groundbreaking in any particular way. These are not diverse voices books, although the irony is that half the characters are people of color. 10% of the characters are not hetero. It's the fact that they're not the fact of their skin color or their gender identity or sexual orientation is not part of the story means that nobody's going to pick them up and say, oh, look, here's somebody who's writing LGBTQ, or here's somebody who's writing people of color. Here's somebody who's writing other than cis white. Because it's not part of the story. It doesn't, it's not being waved under your nose like a dead fish. We went through the who would you cast exercise if we were going to make the movie of Solar Clipper Universe. Who would you cast? And so many people, for Bev, so many people picked white martial artists. And I kept saying, no, it's not going to work. No, it's not going to work. And I kept pointing them back to, you know, people like Halle Berry. And they were like, well, no. And then I had to actually break out the paragraphs in the text that showed that, you know, what's her name, a kickboxer? I can't think of it now. She's not gonna fly here. That's not gonna work. So it's interesting. It's the question is if it does so little, why did I join, number one? Why am I going to run for office, number two? I think the answer is that, in a certain sense, I was the poster boy for allowing indie writers into CIFWA. So the least I can do is pay my dues. And there's such an interesting lack of understanding about what an indie author is, does, means that I don't, you know, I see it as an opportunity to help educate both the indies who are successful enough to make it into CIFWA on a threshold that is laughably low, and I'll look for it. Saw that guy earlier. He dropped his guitar strap. I'm not sure why he's looking there, although maybe he was walking around there when he noticed it was missing. If I were him, I'd be backtracking my path. But anyway, so I don't know. Anyway, I guess I see my role in CIFWA as one of, well, two of their five missions are advocate, defend. Advocate and inform. It's also defend. And the irony is that I think the biggest defense has to come from defense from the members themselves, who clearly see indies and self-publishers as still less than. Oh, so anyway, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. Today is Valentine's Day, and let me just say, I heart all of you for coming along with me. 1,298 this morning episodes. But tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.